Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. This is another of our encore episodes where I've reworked an interview from our first season. This episode features an interview with a childhood friend about an exciting event from our youth, hunting dogs, and a disappearing way of life. The summer I turned 9 years old, 1973, there was a lot of excitement in the Ozark Hills of Cherokee County and Ader County, Oklahoma. There was a movie being made in our neck of the woods. It was about a boy and his two dogs that passed their time hunting raccoons. The story is Where the Red Fern Grows by Wilson Rawls. If we were lucky, we might get to make a trip out on Highway 10 and see the set that was built as the farm, or to meet a school friend's uncle that played Coon Hunter number 13 in the big scene at the end of the movie. This was big stuff for 1973 in our little sleepy part of Oklahoma. A friend from my third grade class was even closer to the excitement. Jamie McGee, now Jamie Geneva. Well, you see, her granddad supplied the dogs that became known to us as Old Ann and Little Ann. The dogs themselves appeared on the front page of our local paper to announce that they were going to be the stars of the movie. I'll let Jamie pick up the story from here.
My grandfather, his name was Leo Edward McGee, but he went by Fibber, Fibber McGee. And he had been in a longtime partnership with Jack Fletcher. And if you remember, Mr. Fletcher owned Fletcher Hardware, and they'd been good friends for life. And everybody in the country knew that Fibber McGee and Jack Fletcher had the best coon dogs in the land. So it wasn't surprising when they contacted them and asked them if they had dogs that they could use in the movie. Well, they thought that was kind of exciting. But the one thing they did not have puppies. And if you remember the movie, Billy went to the depot to pick up the dogs that he ordered, and they were puppies. And I don't know who owned those dogs, but all of the other dogs that were presented in the movie belonged to my grandfather and Jack Fletcher.
Where the Red Fern Grows seemed like a story that was written just for us. In addition to Jamie's legendary grandfather, her dad owned a few hounds and participated in hunting, like many of the rest of us. The story seemed like it was for us because it rang true to the camaraderie and the competition of a good hunt.
Yeah, I was born into a family where that was commonplace. My father always had a dog. I think yours did too. And coon hunting, it was a thing that's what the men did.
When news broke that the movie was going to be made in our neck of the woods, many a copy of Where the Red Fern Grows was purchased, and it was read to us by our parents.
We read the book. Mama was a school teacher, of course, and so when they were about to come up with the movie and everything, when the dogs had been chosen to be in the film, we read the book at home with our mother, so we knew the story. Oh, to see it come to life on the screen like that, it was quite a portrayal of the words that Wilson Rawls had actually written. It was exciting. I remember that Wilson Rawls had been in Stillwell, and I actually have a book that my grandmother had signed, and he actually wrote it to Lillian McGee, signed his name in it, and it was always a treasure at our house, and I wound up with the book, so I feel pretty special that I have that.
The excitement culminated in the premiere of the movie at the Eagle Theater in downtown Stillwell, Oklahoma.
Well, I remember feeling very special about the dogs, and then they had a big showing at the Eagle Theater. I mean, the world premiere of Where the Red Fern Grows was a big deal in Stillwell. And I literally remember walking into the Eagle Theater and seeing so many people, but they had reserved some seats for us because our family co-owned the dogs. So I felt this sense that, I think I was probably 9 at the time. I was a little younger than everybody, and I just remember feeling like we were stars, and it was ridiculous, but it was quite an honor. So we had some great seats at the Eagle Theater that night when we watched the dogs.
The production was a standard, low-budget affair, but the story has held up over time, and we claimed it as our own.
All of us, we just felt so connected to the movie and the night at the Eagle Theater, and it just made us feel like we were movie stars when we had nothing to do with it. It was the dogs.
Coon hunting still runs deep in the hills where Jamie and I grew up, and it tends to run in the same circles. As a matter of fact, Jamie's husband Chip currently hunts my grandparents' place.
And as far as I was concerned, I think the dogs were kind of the stars, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were homegrown.
Oh, yeah. Our first brush with fame.
We hope you enjoyed this encore presentation of Within the Realm. Remember, you can find us and all of our episodes at withinpodcast.com and many podcast channels, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can send us a message at contact@withinpodcast.com or on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. Transitional music is provided by 556 and a half and Spring Eyes. And as always, thanks for listening.